Welcome to this episode of Science in a Cup. With us today, we have Dr. Thomas Jeffries from the Hawkesbury Institute for the Environment of Western Sydney University. Thomas, what is your research about?
I'm a microbial ecologist, so I study microscopic organisms, so things like bacteria, in their natural habitats. And I try and understand why they live where they do, what they're doing, and how we can potentially use them for beneficial purposes.
So what kind of techniques are you using in your day-to-day science?
So the main technique I use is called metagenomics. So metagenomics uses the DNA sequences of these microorganisms to understand how they're living in a particular environment. So it involves isolating all of the DNA or the genomes of these organisms from the environmental sample and then using DNA sequencing to access the genetic code of these organisms. So this answers the question of who is there and what are they doing. So we can get a list of which particular, say, bacteria live in this environment, and we can look at the genes that are present in their DNA and what functions they're performing. Some of the habitats we do this with are things like the human gut and seawater and rivers and soil. And why would we want to do this? Well, microbes are important in nature. In habitats like the human gut, they determine human health and disease. In things like the marine environment, they cycle nutrients, capture carbon, and evolve oxygen to make the air breathable. And things like soils, they help make soils agriculturally productive. So in some ways, you can imagine this as the human genome project of an environment.
So are scientists also studying the bacteria living in the human gut?
Yeah, so the human gut and the human microbiome, as it's called, is a big area of research using metagenomics. So we've started to understand how different health states in people affect what microorganisms are living in their gut and also things like diet. And also what role microbes play in human health and disease.
So your work is focused on doing something similar for ecology?
Yeah, so this is what people are trying to do things now with. They're called microbiome projects of different habitats. So we're starting to understand things like how microbes are responding to climate change using metagenomics, how pollution in waterways affects the nutrient cycling undertaken by microbes, and also things like how we can harness these to make soils more productive for agriculture, and how we can use microbes to degrade particular contaminants in environments.
How do microbes affect climate?
So particular types of, well, there's lots of ways, but particular types of microorganisms actually breathe in carbon dioxide, so photosynthesis. So that captures carbon into things like the ocean. An example of how metagenomics and microbes might tell us about climate change, particular types of bacteria called cyanobacteria are photosynthetic, so they breathe in carbon dioxide. That's what actually made the atmosphere oxygenated and breathable billions of years ago, but now it also is a major player in capturing carbon into the world's oceans.
Thank you, Thomas. And this was Dr. Thomas Jeffries from the Hawkesbury Institute for the Environment talking about microbiomes. Thank you for listening to Science in a Cup. You can subscribe to future episodes on iTunes or visit our website at stressedfruitfly.com. See you next week, where we'll talk about how microbes can make insects sexier.